KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Michael Schneider of TV Guide magazine. And Michael, Sony Pictures Entertainment has been through a lot with the hack and the whole crazy spectacle. And now Amy Pascal has left as the chairman of the studio, the film studio. And Tom Rothman, formerly of Fox, has taken over.
Yes, they have entered the Tom Rothman era. obviously a very different style of governance than Amy. So it should be a very interesting next couple of months. You have some great quotes in a story that you did for The Hollywood Reporter. I think my favorite line was a unnamed producer who said, well, he's going to be Tom Rothman.
Yeah, you know, Tom Rothman, Amy Pascal was and is a very emotional person, you know, known for her love of filmmakers and for an inability to say no to spending a lot of money. And it's funny because Tom Rothman, you know, he has had a very well-established reputation at Fox for being a very fiscally disciplined to the point of really kind of driving a lot of filmmakers nuts with, budget constraints person. But in his own way, he's every bit as emotional as Amy Pascal. He is like the mirror opposite of her in terms of fiscal discipline. But in terms of emotionalism, he is known as a guy who gets very involved and very emotional about his point of view. And it's just kind of funny that this guy has taken over who is just as end of the emotional spectrum as she is.
Right. It's passion, but different kinds of passion, perhaps. Now, as we know, it was sort of her passion for talent that got Amy Pascal into trouble. And obviously that led to the debacle that was The Interview and allowing the stars of that movie to go a little too far in their depiction of the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. So this is a very different kind of governance there. But at the same time, you're right. Will this be talent friendly or...
Well, Tom Rothman took over. He revived the TriStar label at Paramount and put together a couple of movies that are yet to come with Ang Lee and Robert Zemeckis and, you know, has made a big point of saying, look, these are filmmakers who are willing to work with me, to counter the reputation as being a guy that certain filmmakers did not want to work with. So, you know, yes, he did put those films together. A lot of people rang me up in the aftermath of this announcement, and the whole analogy that kept coming up over and over again is, does the leopard change its spots? And does Tom Rothman, who was pushed out at Fox, who did spend a year without a job, and who was rescued by Amy Pascal, his friend, and given this job reviving TriStar, would he, having tried to sort of send a signal that he was the kinder, gentler Tom Rothman, instantly revert to the not-so-gentle Tom Rothman?
And also, was this the scenario that was going to play out, regardless of the Sony hack, in bringing Tom Rothman in to take over and revive TriStar? Wasn't eventually the whispers going to go on that he was in line to take over that
job?
Well,
yes, but no. I mean, there is a lot of talent. They were in management, top heavy with management. They had Doug Belgrad, who had been working for Amy Pascal. They had Michael DeLuca underneath him as a production head of production, who had been at New Line and DreamWorks. So there were a lot of options, and people were certainly rooting for Doug Belgrad, but that's not the way it went.
Well, certainly everyone's going to be watching now to see how Sony under Tom Rothman plays out.
Absolutely the best show in town. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks, Kim.
That's Michael Schneider, executive editor of TV Guide magazine. He joins me this Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.